meets people and asks for men, you know, and just does little odds and ends for the...
But the other one would be his...
Oh, secretary, the one that does the... really gets up and does the bookwork and stuff like that, and then answers the mail and all stuff. That he's usually his secretary, you see. He just depends on his secretary, you see, to do what he can't do, you know, what he don't have time to do.
Well, how would you refer to a woman who acts on television? She'd be a what?
Actress.
And our nationality is, you refer to us as, I'd say, are you Chinese? You'd say, no, I'm
not American.
And, how would you refer to us, though? You'd call, we would be, yeah. If you were filling out an application and it said race, we would be.
Well, we would be, we're the American race. Caucasian. Is that right? Is it Caucasian?
Well, just everyday term, what would you say?
Let's see now, Caucasian. Is Caucasian? Maybe I'm wrong about that Caucasian stuff.
I believe that's right, but what would you be everyday, would you say?
Well, I just don't know exactly, because I know exactly what you're hitting at on that.
If I said, are you an Oriental? You'd say, no, I'm a...
Well, I believe I'd say American.
What other terms would you ever hear? Do you ever hear anything else? By other groups?
Well, you see, we're called Englishmen too, aren't we? Even though we're not from England, we're from England in a way, you know. Our descendants. We're descendants of England. I don't know, I can't think now what we would be referred to besides Americans. Our natives? We're natives, you know. If we live here and you're talking about it, we say we're natives of this country, you know.
What about?
That means we've been here all the time, I think, when you say native.
What other races are represented here?
Oh, there's several different races. You're talking about there's Chinese and Japs and Mexicans and just all kind of races. There are several different kinds here. You know, well, that's really about the main ones that we have here is Chinese and Jap and Mexicans, isn't it? And Americans. Of course, you can be a Chinese and still be an American, can't you? If you're born here, you see, well, Chinese descent.
What about people of African descent?
Well, they're just from... Well, really, the Negroes, they came from Africa, you know. I guess all the Negroes are an African descent, you know.
Do you ever hear them referred to by any other words?
Nigger? Well, black man and Negroes and colored people, they refer to them as several different names, you know.
Well, would you ever hear like people, Americans that live way out in the country or something, you know, who've never been to town, just never been anywhere, would you ever hear them referred to by any type of people?
Been
real poor, never had a chance for education.
Heathens? Heathens, they spoke to us heathens, that they don't know anything right at all, and never had any access to any kind of civilization, honey. They call them heathens, I think. I believe that'd be the word you'd want them as heathen, I think.
What about just out in the country around here, though, maybe somewhere, maybe farther out from here? Or maybe deep in the big thicket or something?
Well, they'd just be people just like we are, just uneducated. That's about all I know. I don't think you'd call call them heathens.
Well, they've never been to town even, you know, just...
Well, still I don't think you'd call them heathens. If they're in this country here, I don't know whether you call them heathens or not.
And, you ever hear of a cracker? A person called a cracker?
Cracker?
Yes.
No. Heard them called crackpot. That's when this... Kind of goofy, you know, and thought there's about half nuts.